India's Foreign Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, who was in Islamabad for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, is back in India. This was his first visit to Pakistan in nearly a decade. Despite the historic tensions, no bilateral talks took place. Mr. Jaishankar's presence underscores India's commitment to regional cooperation amidst ongoing strains over Kashmir and terrorism issues. Well, earlier on today, I spoke to Ambassador Ajay Bisaria. He's been a former Indian ambassador to Islamabad. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us. The foreign minister traveling to Pakistan, the first visit of a foreign minister in nearly a decade. We'll talk about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization itself in a moment, but just the visit of the foreign minister, how significant is that?
Well, I think the fact that in over a decade, a foreign minister of India has traveled to Pakistan, even for a multilateral, is a signal. And the fact that it is Dr. Jaishankar, India's topmost player in foreign policy, I think itself is both a signal and a statement that India is not averse to visiting Pakistan. The last such visit was that of Sushma Swaraj in 2015, December, also for a multilateral event. But the difference then was that there was a fruitful bilateral on the margins at that point. And now it's I think, basically, you know, a multilateral event, but nevertheless, a signal that India wants to take a baby step towards stabilization of the relationship with Pakistan.
Mr. Bisaria, how do you actually see that happening, stabilization from here onwards?
Well, I think the first step has been that India has said that it is not averse to visiting Pakistan, visit by a minister. And I think that itself is a step. I'm sure there would have been on the margins some pleasantries expressed. And I think the next obvious step, if we are assuming that there are baby steps to be taken towards stabilization of the relationship, then it should be exchange of high commissioners and having full missions functioning in both countries. Remember that missions right now are working at half strength of 55 people each, and while the sanctioned strength is 110. So I think what is significant in this visit also is what did not happen.
Sure.
There was no, even in the multilateral context, there was no sharp exchange of rhetoric on Jammu and Kashmir, as we saw at the UNGA very recently, nor was there any intemperate remarks by our foreign minister to the Pakistani media, as we saw Bilawal Bhutto do when he had come to Goa for a foreign minister's meet of the SCO. So I think both sides acted maturely. They had balanced statements at the SCO. They followed the multilateral dharma, which I think our minister followed, which means you leave your bilateral concerns at the doorstep when you enter a multilateral room and have a conversation about issues that are of concern to the entire SCO community.
Now, the foreign minister also made the point at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization of there being three evils: terrorism, extremism, and separatism, that you can't talk about energy flows and encouraging trade till that is fixed. And that's, in fact, part of the SCO charter as well. So India making a point that for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to be real, it has to adhere to its own charter.
Absolutely. You know, ironically, this is the mantra of the SCO, foundational mantra, which the Chinese had invented in their context of, fighting separatism, terrorism, extremism. But it has a certain contemporary relevance for India today, because India faces precisely these problems. There's a separatism threat that comes from Canada. There's a terrorism threat that comes from Pakistan. and extremism in multiple geographies, including in Bangladesh of late. So I think this is a very valid and very contemporary concern, and it's worth repeating this mantra to, so that it's not just hollow rhetoric, but it's something that the SCO community reminds itself of, which is of great concern to member states.
Ambassador Bisaria, the foreign minister spoke about reform of the UN Security Council, both in the permanent and non-permanent category. China, of course, would have a problem with India becoming a permanent member of the P5. To what extent do you believe that this can be a forum? In other words, the SCO can be a forum for India to realize that one of our primary foreign policy objectives, that we become a permanent member of the Security Council, can be realized?
Well, that campaign to be a permanent member of the Security Council is a long-term campaign.
Yes.
The campaign for reformed multilateralism with the United Nations at its center is a long-term campaign. So I think every little drumbeat on that issue in every little forum, whether multilateral, plurilateral, even bilateral, is important. And to remind ourselves that the governance of this world based on the realities of 1945 is no longer valid, and we need to reform that global governance system. So I think India making that point at every forum is valid, and as valid as any forum is the SCO.
All right, Ambassador Bisaria, thank you very much for being with us. An important visit of the foreign minister. We will continue to track these developments in Pakistan, see if there is going to be any change going forward. But for now, we're out of time on Left, Right and Center. From all of us here on the Left, Right and Center team, good night.